France, in many ways, is a country of immigrants, but it has an uneasy relationship with newcomers, even people from its former colonies. It's only gotten more tense with the migrant crisis and the Paris terrorist attacks, and it's all forcing tough questions about what it means to be French today. In Paris, there's a museum of immigration that tackles some of those questions head on, and Adeline Sear went to check it out.
The Art Deco Palace that houses the museum stands like a tall and ornate temple on a wide boulevard. This 1931 building was originally intended to honor France's colonial empire. Decades later, it seemed like the perfect spot for an immigration museum. In the permanent collection, you'll find contemporary art by and about immigrants. There's a piece called Climbing Down, for example. It's a bunk bed tower with cheap travel bags hanging from its sides. In the temporary gallery, there's a timely exhibition, Frontiers, about the role of borders in the history of migrations.
Ce musée, sa première mission, c'est de s'adresser aux Français et de leur faire connaître une part de leur propre histoire.
Historian Benjamin Stora heads the institution. He was born in Algeria when it was under French rule. He says France's immigration history goes back about 150 years, but is mostly ignored. So the role of this museum, unique in Europe, is to validate that history and to make up for a lack of education in French schools.
L'histoire de la France classique, l'histoire de la République, l'histoire de ses principes, la monarchie jusqu'à la République.
The history of classic France, from the monarchy to the Republic, is an history that needs to be taught and passed on. At the same time, you should make an effort to know the history of others who have come mostly from overseas, but are also part of French history. So, you need to teach different types of history and integrate them into the national conversation.
Teaching this history in schools is an idea that really matters to 30-year-old journalist Widad Ketfi. She works for the Bondi blog, which covers underreported stories in Parisian suburbs with large minority populations. Like the museum, the Bondi blog delves deeply into questions of identity. Ketfi says in today's France, you can't go on just teaching the history of the French kings, the Louis.
L'histoire des Louis, même si elle est intéressante et importante pour la culture générale.
The history of the Louis, even if it's interesting and important, she says, realistically, its impact on people's daily lives, on society and acceptance of the other, is much less important than the recent history of France, of colonization and decolonization, etc. Because contemporary French history would allow people to understand why the French are not only white, they are black and of many colors. That's part of the history of France.
Ça fait partie de l'histoire de France.
Today, about a quarter of the population has immigrant roots. Widad Ketfi, who's French of Algerian descent, says the lack of validation of immigrant history causes confusion about identity.
Souvent, on va entendre les jeunes qui parlent de français pour dire blanc.
You'll often hear minority youth say the French when they mean whites, she says. They exclude themselves because they're being excluded. Because today we have a hard time saying white, black, Arab, Asian, Chinese, even though it's not a bad word to say that someone is white or Arab. I'm French Arab. I have no problem with that. I think that if we talk about this honestly, we don't have to equate whiteness with French. Getting those words right really matters, she says.
C'est hyper important.
Widad Ketfi believes the issue of identity and integration will not evolve if there are no positive images of minorities to turn to in the media and elsewhere. She says this gap stands in huge contrast with what you see on American television.
Dans les séries américaines, le chef de service là dans Grey's Anatomy et le chef de service
in American TV series Grey's Anatomy, for example, the head of surgery being black, that's normal. He's not black. He's the head of the department. In France, he would be black first and foremost. This is a real problem here, both with the image that exists and the one with display, she says. There are a few exceptions, of course. In fact, two of the French government ministers very much in the news right now are Moroccan-born women. But the Immigration Museum's Benjamin Stora agrees there are far too few role models around. And he thinks it's had a devastating effect, especially for the millions of French Muslims here. He even worries it may encourage radicalism.
Ils ont le sentiment d'être éternellement vécus comme des étrangers, alors qu'ils sont français.
They feel like eternal foreigners, even though they're French. They say, we want to be French like you, we want to have politicians, TV anchors, newspaper editors. Eventually, some say, since you don't recognize us as French, we'll do something else. We'll go to Syria. All these youths born and educated in France, they are not perceived as French, and they ask, what do we have to do? Dye our hair blonde? That's the issue for me. How do we make space for them?
Making space for the excluded is what motivates Storr's work at the Museum of the History of Immigration. Almost a decade into its existence, the institution is coming of age at a time when the question of who gets to be French feels more relevant than ever. For the World, Adeline Cyr, Paris.